Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
That's Chris Cotillo. He's a senior at Algonquin Regional High School in Northborough. He writes for Major League Baseball's fan blog, Daily Dish.
Joining us now, as he does most Wednesdays, to talk about the week in sports is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Sasha.
And Bill, first, what do you think of what we just heard from Chris Cotillo? I mean, is the reality for sports reporters these days that, you know, Twitter and digital beat writing is as key to the job now as just showing up for the games?
Well, he certainly got his hand on the current technology, No doubt about that. I don't know. I'm old school, you know? I mean, Twitter is a noise that a bird makes as far as I'm concerned. So I'm so far behind this kid as far as the technology that I'm probably in no position to judge what he's up to.
Well, you should be, Bill, because I hear he's planning to put together a new sports program for public radio.
Well, that's fine. Somebody's going to have to fairly soon.
Oh, right? Come on.
So that's all right.
There's time.
Bill, a football question, too. This is a zebra question. Of course, not the zebras, but the refs out there on the field. By most accounts, it's been a really terrible year for NFL referees, the missed calls, the reverse calls. One example was in a game last month between the Washington Redskins and the New York Giants. Washington got close to a first down in the final minutes of a close game. The stadium scoreboard called it a first down, so play continued. And then the head official, Jeff Triplett, suddenly threw the game into chaos. Here's broadcaster Al Michaels.
The chain gang moved into first down position. Then Triplett comes in after the play and says they didn't get the first down. I don't blame Mike for being crazy about this.
You can't do that, though, because you don't run that play if you know what the down is. You can't
absolutely
go back like that.
It's fourth and one. They shouldn't have let the play go off before measuring.
So the basics of officiating, right? Measuring.
Yeah, it sounds like a perfect time for a do-over.
It's
what we used to do on the playground.
Exactly. But what about the larger picture? I mean, what explains this year of what seemed to be a lot of fumbled calls? Is it a fluke? Is it a lousy crop of refs? Is there some other factor?
Well, it depends on who you listen to. And the interesting thing to me is that the mistakes have come in so many different shapes and forms. Sometimes it's the kind of thing that we just listened to Al Michaels talk about. In another case, it's a formation that's illegal. A team trying to kick a field goal is facing a defensive formation that the refs should have flagged. They didn't. The guys on the kicking the field goal should have had another chance. Everybody in Pittsburgh is angry that this happened the way it happened because the Steelers might have otherwise been in the playoffs. And sometimes it's judgment calls. You know, somebody pulls a player down from behind and somebody says he grabbed his face mask or it was a horse collar and somebody else says it was a perfectly legal tackle, and these things cause controversy, and they have all season long.
But, Bill, I thought instant replay was supposed to catch a lot of these fumbled calls. What's going on? I mean, is there a technological fix?
In order to go to instant replay, somebody has to jump up and down on the sideline and say, I want to go to instant replay, and that doesn't always happen, and sometimes the mistakes aren't caught until later. And then there are some kinds of calls that are not subject to review. Judgment calls, which, I mean, the judgment isn't going to change. And so it's more complicated than even that technology can solve.
Whatever the reason, do you feel like this is a season with an oddly large number of these mishaps?
I don't know. Maybe it goes in cycles. Mm. You know, refs, like everybody else, have good seasons and bad seasons.
While we're talking about the NFL, New England football fans are getting ready for the next big game this weekend. What do you think about this Patriots-Colts divisional matchup on Saturday?
The Patriots are favored, as they should be. They were a little bit better during the regular season than the Colts were, I think, a game better in the one-loss column. On the other hand, if Andrew Luck, the Colts quarterback, has as much luck against the Patriots as he did last weekend when a ball bounced up into his hands on the goal line. It had been fumbled by one of his players, and he picked it up, looked around, saw that he could walk into the end zone and did so, thereby ensuring that the Colts would move on. I would hate to be facing that kind of luck again. No pun intended, except it's absolutely intended.
So, Bill, let's move on to college football and talk about bowl championship series game. On Friday, we saw an end of an era in college football. Florida State won a thriller against Auburn in the BCS championship game. But next year, the college football landscape is going to change pretty dramatically. What's going to happen next year?
Well, first of all, isn't it magnificently ironic that the much maligned bowl championship series finally ended on the best bowl championship game ever?
Right, absolutely.
What's going to happen next year is that four teams will engage in a playoff, and presumably out of that system, a team will emerge that everybody can agree is the very best college team in the nation. And if you believe that, then there's a bridge just down the Charles River that I'd very much like to sell you.
Now, this new system has been in design for like a decade, right? It's been a long time in the works.
It's certainly been debated for a good long time.
So why so long, and then why make the shift at all?
The answer to the first question is because there was a great deal of money at stake. The people in charge of the various bowls got paid a lot of money to be in charge of the various bowls. And I guess the answer to the second question is that some people take change in sports extremely seriously. It's another one of those instances in which college football is taken a good deal more seriously than college.
So let me ask you about this, because supporters of the bowl championship series say that this new system will undermine what they say is the most meaningful regular season in sports. Are they right? I mean, is that a valid concern? What do you think?
You know, Anthony, the only thing that concerns me about college football is that a lot of people get hurt playing it, and that a lot of institutions sacrifice their integrity by sponsoring it.
So bigger challenges than how to decide on a champion.
Other things to worry about within that world of college football.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, that's Bill Littlefield. Thanks so much, Bill.
My pleasure. Thanks, Anthony.
Bill is the host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. here on 90.9 WBUR, and he joins us most Wednesdays here on Radio Boston.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. You can follow us on Twitter, by the way, at Radio Boston. You can find me at Anthony G. Brooks on Twitter.
And you can find me at Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.